Shabbos, Perchof Aleph, Mishneh Gimel. Beishamai Omrim Magbien Min HaShulchan Atzomos Uklipin. Beishamai says that one can raise on Shabbos from the table, take off the table, bones and shells. Now the Rav says immediately that this actually is Beis Hillel's Shita. The Gemara switches it around. So it's really Beis Hillel that says that one is allowed on Shabbos to take these things off the table. The Rav explains it's Dafka when the items that you're taking off, these bones and shells, are fitting for animals. So therefore, it's not Muksa. Uveis Hillel Omrim, which really is going to be Beishamai, so you just take off the board that's on top of the table that has all these things on top of it, and then you shake it off from that. Because the board is a kli, and you can do tiltum min atzad. Better to do tiltum min atzad with this than to actually touch those items, because Beis Shammai, this is really Beis Shammai's shita, holds like Rabbi Yehuda that these things are muksa, you're not allowed to handle them directly. And Beis Hillel, who in the Mishnah says Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel held like Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah continues, Ma'avirin milufnei ha'shulchan perurin pachos mikazayas. One is allowed to move from the table directly crumbs that are less than a kazayas, v'seir shel afunin, and pods of peas, v'seir shel adoshim, and pods, the outer shells of lentils, b'bnei shumaycho behema. So all these things, small little crumbs, and these types of shells, pods of the beans and peas, these are eaten by animals, and therefore you're allowed to handle them directly. Sfog, sponge. Tversol actually explains this is the sponge that's found in the oceans. Im yeshlo or beis achiza, if the sponge has a leather handle, when you're handling a sponge, there was a leather handle affixed to it, so you're not directly touching the sponge. Mekanchinbo, so you can use the sponge to wipe things off. Vimlav ein mekanchinbo, but if it doesn't have this leather handle, ein mekanchinbo, you're not allowed to wipe things off with it, because Rav explains that when you grab the sponge, so you're going to squeeze things out from between your fingers, inevitably, and this is going to be a psik resh, it's going to be usur, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Because even though it's a davar shelo miskaven, that you don't have kavana to squeeze it out, Rabbi Shimon's modef, something's inevitably going to happen, a psik resh, so it's usur. Now we have a girsa v'chachamim omrim, some don't have this girsa because there is no machlokas here. Chachamim omrim benkach u'benkach nitol b'shabbos. Either which way, you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. It's not muktza. Even if it doesn't have a handle, it can be carried on Shabbos. And we're dealing with specifically when it's dry. And the reason is that the Tversol explains because it has a Torah's kli alav. It's still considered a vessel. Ve'enu mekabel tumah. But what's interesting about this vessel is that this vessel is not mekabel tumah. It doesn't have a base kibul. It's not a kli eitz. It's not a beged. It's not a bag. It's not metal. So it doesn't fit any of the categories of something that can be mekabel tumah. Nevertheless, it's a kli that can be moved on Shabbos.